Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Vav, 196, as we continue in the Arayos in Parshas Achrimos. Yesterday we had the mitzvah that was not related to a pasuk, so today we get back to reading a pasuk in Chumash in Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Yud Aleph in Vayikra. We previously discussed the Isurim of granddaughter, both granddaughters, and yesterday was daughter, which we spoke about at length. Today we get into the Isur of Ervas Achos Min Ha'av. What does that mean? Says the Torah, Ervas Vas Eshes Avicha. The Erva, do not reveal the nakedness of the daughter of your father's wife. Moledes Avicha, born to your father. Rashi explains in a way that is not exclusive of a relationship, as we'll see what that means. Achoschahi, she is your sister. Lo Sagal Ervasa, do not reveal her nakedness. As we will see, he allude to Chinuch and Rashi, also allude to what they said a couple of psukim ago. Though this pasuk can be interpreted, kipshuto, as a stepsister, because it says the daughter of your father's wife. So it might be a stepsister, that is not what the Torah means. Because a stepsister is mutter d'oraisa, that is not an erva. But what it means here is your sister, your paternal sister, right? Your father's wife's daughter. It just means your regular sister. Didn't we already say it before? So, is lav or olav b'shnei lavin, as we will see. So now let's read the chinuch. Says the chinuch, shlo legalos ervas bas eshes aviv kishati achoso. We're not allowed to reveal the nakedness of your father's wife's daughter, when she is your sister. Klomar, she bas aviv. She's your father's daughter. She'ilu bas eshes aviv sheina achoso, because if it's a stepsister, your father's wife's daughter, that was from a previous relationship. Kfar amarnu lamalo, shemutu lisos ali shalachachila. There's no iser there. Ela pirusho bas eshes aviv hi achoso. This is including, this is your sister, just like we had Kuf Tzadik Beis, three mitzvahs ago. The iser of half-sisters, this is also sister. But there, it was an iser, even if there was no marriage involved. If your father wasn't married to the woman. Here, the iser is where, if your father's married to the woman, there is an added aveira. Kfar kasavti lamala be'ervas achos, says the chinuch I already wrote above, shahalav azeh ba kedesha yasim achoso minisuas aviv erva b'fnei atzma. It's including a sister from a marriage of the father, an independent aveira, ke'en shamashamarna be'imo, just like we said by mother. Some of these arayos are overlapping. Shim hi eshes av chayev ashtayim. If your mother is married to your father, then there are two isurim. Mishum eim u mishum eshes av. Vaharaya mimasha amr zechon levracha. What we say in Yuvam is tana rabbanan abal achos v'ibas eshes aviv chayev mishum achos mishum bas eshes aviv. You see, it's both. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Enochai, Velim, Shema, Chos, Vovad. Okay, but what is the Rabbanan Shita? It's overlapping Isurim. So, in this case, you'd get, if somebody is Megala, their full sister, that would be two Averis, because it would be a sister, and it would, which would be Isser, Kuf Tzadik Beis, and Kuf Tzadik Vav here, because it's also the daughter of your father's wife. Many other times in Shas, when it says lav or labishnei lavin, the Rambam says we should not understand it as we understand this lav or labishnei lavin. Today's Isser, lav or labishnei lavin, means that there are two Isserim that can exist independently. The Isser of Ervas Achos could exist separately from a full sister where your father's married. So here, one would have to bring two karbanas, as the Chinuch continues in the next paragraph. Nimsa, shashochi v'machoso shimi anusas aviv, ein ba ela lav echad. If somebody is Megala, the erva of their sister from a relationship of their father when your father wasn't married, it's only one aveira. And get one lav and one set of, one chatas, if you did it b'shogeg. So there is an added point when it comes to our case. What is this in contrast to? Says the Rambam in Shoresh Tishii, in the ninth Shoresh of Sefer HaMitzvahs, many, many times throughout Shas, the Gemara will say, Lavar Lavishnei Lavin, but just for emphasis reasons. If the Torah emphasizes and says something six times, says you're not allowed to eat blood, a lot of times that doesn't mean lav or lav b'shnei lavin, that you're going to get malchus for the lavin, that you're going to have to bring a chatas for the lavin. It just means that the Torah is emphasizing how bad this is. Every shorish is crucial, but the Rambam in Shorish Tashi says, his rule in Shorish Tashi is, Shein roi limnos halavin v'ha'aseh. I think we mentioned this before a couple weeks ago in a mitzvah shir. It's not appropriate to count a lav and an asay if the lav and asay are exact mirror images of each other. Aval hadvarim musar mehem v'metzuvah mehem. You have to go for the tochen. But if each asay and lav include separate cases, then obviously count. Many mitzvahs have asay and los asay. Right now, the Daf Yomi is learning the end of Chulin. Shiloh Hakan has an asay and a los asay counted. Hashavas aveda ma'akeh. Right, there are many mitzvahs that can't, because in all those cases, the asay and the los asay each have their own independent areas where they can be chal. But, says the Rambam, if you have two exactly parallel asay and lav, or especially even two lavin, then for sure, one would not count them as two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam starts off, let's just review this again, because it's very important. You saw this, Nick? Da. Tekol shekol tzivi atarav asar osel, hinehim arba advarim. The Rambam says there are four types of mitzvahs that we have. Bideos, ubipulos, ubimidos, ubidibur. Thought, action, personality, and speech. Those are the four types of mitzvahs. Number one, v'zeh shehu, says Yivan Elohim in das achas menadeus. Number one, we have to think of something. Kamosha Yivan Elohim in belief. Lahamin biyichad Hashem, v'avas hakol yisparach, v'yiraso, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, emuna. All of that is category number one. Or in the Lo Sases, not believing in Avodah Zarah. All of those are category one of mitzvahs. Category two, v'chei tzivanu b'pe'ula min ha'pe'ulos, actions. K'moshe tzivanu l'hakrav kabanas, u'benos ha'migdash. Interesting, which mitzvahs out of all the ma'isa mitzvahs in the world that the Rambam could have picked to give examples of a regular ma'isa mitzvah? He says, karbanas and binyan beis ha'migdash. You see where the Rambam's mind was. You see what it was yearning for. Tzipisa l'Yeshua. Those are the examples that you give. V'hishiranu mipu'ula min ha'pe'ulos, and we're commanded not to do certain averus, and that is Avodah Zarah, in action. Number three, v'chein tzivanu lehisnag b'midah mehamidos. If we are commanded about a certain midah, k'moshe tzmachi tzivanu b'chemla v'harachmanus v'hatztacha v'achesed v'u'amru v'yahat l'recha kamocha. Or nakama, revenge, jerisha sadam. All these cases are midos oriented. And finally, the fourth one is speech. V'tzivanu lomar mamar min ha'mamarim k'mo shetzivanu l'shapcho u'lehis palel elav, the Rambam Shita batfila, u'lehis fados alavonos, the mitzvah of vidui, and we have other mitzvahs, sviras ha'omer, there are many mitzvahs included in that too. So four types of categories. So says the Rambam, just because the Torah says something twice, or seven times, or 12 times, does that mean it's counted more? You look at the content of the psukim, and that's what you counted in terms of mitzvahs. So, ukshigia elu ha'inyanim, says the Rambam, ra'ui sheyimnu ha'inyanim ha'mitzvah, ha'mitzuba bahem, o amuzer mehem, yu pu'ula, o dibur, o emuna, o mido, if any of these four categories. V'lo nabit l'ribuy ha'tzivuyin, shebo b'inyan ahu, im hayam en ha'mitzuba bo, o l'ribuy ha'azharos, shebo mimenu, im hayam en ha'muzer mimenu. You can't just look at how many times the Torah says it, because sometimes the Torah will repeat things for emphasis. Ki pa'amim yashuv b'inyan echad ba'atzmo, azhara achar azhara l'chizuk. V'chein yavo bo tzivuy achar tzivuy. L'chizuk gamkein. He says, ho'elokim! He says, I'm telling you, im lo kishetim sa lashon l'chachamim behefeshu enyanim, unless the Rabbanan figure out differences between the psukim, what one pasuk is adding, another pasuk is expanding on, then, or an asay and a lo sasay, even if it's two lav, and if it's including different things, so then you could say it's two counted separately, like our mitzvah. Kuf tzadik vav and kuf tzadik base. Like we said, it's two separate, it's inclusive. One's a case where they're married. Ki oz, lo nishar heyos alachizuk, then you don't have to say it's just there for emphasis. Even though if you don't focus on it too deeply, you might think it's the same exact thing. But if Chazal understand it as including separate cases, then you would count it separately. But, continues the Rambam, I'm skipping, the Torah sometimes says things for emphasis and repeats for emphasis. It's to warn us that this is a very serious crime. So that's why he says the Rambam, you find the mitzvah of Shabbos 12 times in the Torah. Right? Are you going to tell me sheyachshuv echad miasher yimnu a mitzvah sheyomar ki michla mitzvah asei amnucha Shabbos b'shtei mesrei mitzvahs v'chein ba'asar me'achilas dam the isra v'achilas dam? It says seven times. Hayachshuv gam kein shum maskil v'yomar sheisra adam sheven mitzvahs. No, you won't count it as seven mitzvahs. Zeh mashalu yita bo echad. Nobody will say such a thing. The only time you would count it separately is if Chazal include more than one item. Says the Rambam, what's my raya to this? It's a Gemara in Psachim Chav Dalet, where the Gemara asks in a certain context, why don't you say, maybe this is, there's an extra pasuk there. So the Gemara suggests, why don't you say Lavra Alav Bishnei Lavin? And the Gemara's lashon is, Amar le kol hecha de'ika lemidrash darshinon velo mukminin belave yisayrei. You'd rather not. The Gemara says, anytime you could darshan and learn out something new from a pasuk, you'd rather do that and not say slave yisayrei. But says the Rambam, but what if you can't darshan anything new? And it's exactly the same thing as the first pasuk. Then it's slave yisayrei. It's just there for emphasis, even though we'd rather not do that. But if it's there, that is what we would do. And therefore, if it is the same exact thing, it's not counted as two, and you don't get two separate malchus. That's what the Rambam says. Glo yoka echad shtei malchus al shem echad. Whenever the Gemara says, in various places, you're going to get two sets of malchus, it's because the Rambam would say it's different shemos iser. It's not a repeat. That's what the Rambam says here at length in Sefer HaMitzvos. Just at the end of that Shorish, he says, importantly, just because the Torah uses different words also doesn't mean that it's counted separately. The Torah might say the same Isser without adding on anything, but saying it differently. For example, Lo Sa'olel Acharecha, B'Shachachta Amasal, Lo Sa'ashav Lakachta, Kisach Bozeischa, Lo Safar Acharecha. Different, going back to your field, taking the Shechacha, it says it a few times in different ways, by different fruit. Don't think that's counted as separate Isurim, says the Rambam. It is all just a repeat. So again, that is an important contrast to our mitzvah. Our mitzvah is, the Rambam says, it is counted as a separate Isser because it's including something different. The mitzvah that we had a few days ago, Kuf Tzadik Beis, is the Isser of one sister who came from paternally, a paternal sister from a marriage, from a relationship out of wedlock, and this Isser is a relationship within wedlock, Kuf Tzadik Vav. Says the Chinuch now continuing, middle of that paragraph, you can have to bring two chatos if you person would live with this woman, b'shokeg. U'mishpate Hashem tzadku. Hashem's laws are perfect and righteous. Ki achar shetarchik ha-Torah kurvas ha-achos. Once we know, sister in general is asur, ra'uila hachmir ba'osa shi achos gemura. So it's right to be machmir for a sister that is a complete sister. Ritzoni lomar mina nisuin. Because anything that comes out of a nisuin relationship, that's a more complete whole sister. Ki hinikres achos emes. Wow. If a sibling comes from a marriage and not out of a marriage, it's a more complete sibling. Rabban writes something similar al haTorah. Why is this? Nisuin is the ultimate relationship. We know. This is a big difference. In Yadus, we know there's two different mitzvahs. There's two different stages of a Jewish marriage. There's Erisin, which is also called Kiddushin, and then there's Nisuin, which is also called Chuppah. Two different actions. What's the difference? Kiddushin is step one. Kiddushin is not halachic engagement. Kiddushin is marriage, the first stage of a Jewish marriage. A man gives woman something of value, hariyah mukadeshously, a ring, a coin, whatever it is. They are married to break that relationship when he's a get. But Nisuin is beyond that. It's two stages of a marriage. What's the difference between the two? Rav Salvechik has a beautiful piece in his Hesped that he gave for his uncle, the Briska Rav, the Griz. It's quoted in Divrei Hagut V'Haracha in the article Mado Dech Midod. So he says there that the Torah is compared or described as having Erisin to all Jews. All Jews. Leprakim haTorah nikneis laAdam v'naaseh shalai de'erisin. Anybody who has a connection to the Torah has erisin, and this is what it says in the Gemara in Brachas Nun Zayin and elsewhere. Torah tivalanu Moshe mo rasha ki hilas Yaakov. Torah is called a mo rasha, and we don't al tikra mo rasha ela mo rasa. You could read it as if the Torah is mo rasa. It is mu'uras to the person who learns it. Hakesher b'tamad chacham v'tarasa hushvu lekinyan erisin. That's on the one hand. But you find also other sources, says the Rav, where it's considered nisuin. A person has nisuin to the Torah. Says the Rav, that's the Yechidei Skula in the generation. And he said this about his uncle, that he had nisuin to the Torah. What does it mean? What's the difference between Erisin and nisuin? Erisin and nisuin, shnei shlavim ein batala chalos ishus. They are two stages of the chalos of the marriage. Erisin mushtatim al kinyan. Erisin is a much more formal part of the process. Vahazika nikvaz aydi pulat suranit halachit chukit. There's a specific demand. There's a specific standard. What's needed? A man has to give a woman this. Period. And it's clear cut exactly what needs to be done. Hazika hi kinyanit isurit. Haishus b'matzav zeh mismatzes biikara beisur haisha al kol haolam vashlila shebam ruba lachiv. Kiddushin is all about the isur. She is now an ishus ish. She's asur lachol haolam. Adayini asur abay. Let me divrei sofrim. She's still asur to her husband. Midrabanan at least. My Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig likes to quote, there is a day of the Shita Yishana in the Shita Mekubetzes, in the beginning of Ksubis, which says maybe it's even Daraisa. Maybe the Isser of Isha, Labaila, even after Kiddushin, is an Isser Labaila. So it's totally in different directions. Kiddushin is totally creates an Isser, and Nisuin, after that, creates a Heter. But let's continue. In he's still talking about within Kiddushin. Ha'arus va'arusa shtei chativot existentiali otein. Ha'ish bizbad luso va'isha bizbad luso. There's still separate entities. Ha'gvul ha'mafred ben shtei kivim lo nimcha. The gvul has not been taken away. That's Erisin. Nisuin, there's an identity merging. They're one unit. Now they are husband and wife together. Habav isha hanisuim kol echad bochein levav mishneihu. Margishas chavayato v'yodeat halach rucho. When nisuin takes place, they can start thinking about the other as part of them. And they start realizing what the other would want even before the other person says anything. Shekol echad roes ma'uto kilu hu ba'atzmo me'oso ha'etzem shel ha'sheni. Ulefamim hu choshev shehu rak chelek mimenu. Biglal ha'kesher shebeino uvein etzem ha'sheni. That's the concept of Nisuin, a much deeper connection, and that's what he explains. Certain Talmidei Chachamim, Yichidei Skula, have with the Torah as well. They know what the Torah is going to say as they research a certain area to look in, but they have a feeling. They have this ultimate connection to the Torah. So that's why maybe that's what's the hashkafic point behind this Sefer HaChinuch, that a sibling from a marriage, from Nisuin, is an MS sibling. Nikris Achos MS. But other than that, it's not as MS, because Nisuin is the ultimate type of relationship. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch points out in Os Aleph that this Isser, of course, only applies if the sister was born after the marriage. If the father was married to this woman, then he had a daughter, so then you'd say that he would get two Averis if he lives with this girl. If the father has a relationship with this woman before, and then he marries her, he's not allowed to marry her, but then he marries her, so then he would not be Chayiv, because that daughter is not considered Bas Eishes Av, because when she was born, she was not Bas Eishes Av, she was Bas Anusas Av. So therefore, one would not get to Averis in that case. Finishes up the Chinuch, Dini HaMitzvah B'Sof HaSeder, I'll explain later, V'Noe Gisr Zeh B'Chol Makom V'Chol Zman, this sister applies always, V'Over HaZeh V'Shachav V'Sachoso, Minesuas Aviv, and if somebody lives with their sister, B'Meizah Chayiv Karis, B'Shogi Mivishtei Chatas, Kemo She'amarnu. Okay, let's start again over the next couple of days. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about various topics related to all of the Arayos. And that is what we could talk about any day. But we'll talk a little bit here about the halachas of Yichud. Let's just talk about Yichud a little bit, and maybe in the upcoming days we'll get to more details. The Isser of Yichud, some of Isser Yichud is an Isser D'Araisa, some is an Isser D'Rabanan. But Yichud, the Isser of Yichud is the presence of a man and a woman together in a room alone, in a place where no one can see them. In the Sefer Torah says Yichud, he quotes, there are three requirements for the Isra of Yichud. Number one, She'enim Som Yachad Bekirvas Makom. They're close to each other. It's not a humongous room, and they're on opposite sides of the room. That's not Yichud. Number two, She'adam Zarlo Yachaliros Es Maaseyim Sham B'Makom Yichud. Nobody else can see what they're doing. Number three, they don't have any chashos that anybody's going to walk in at that moment. Shehem betuchim shelo yavo adam l'sham be'emsa ma'aseyem ve'yesh lam ha'efsharas la'asos ma'aseyem l'lo afra. They'll be able to act in a certain way without anybody noticing. Much of Hilchas Yichud is a lot of common sense. Much of it, if a person feel, many shaylos that a rav would get about Hilchas Yichud, if the person, people involved feel like somebody could walk in at any time, it's probably mutter. If they don't, then it's probably usser. But that is a general, again, that's not a psak, but that's a general idea behind a lot of the details of Yichud. Any tiny amount of time is usser mishum Yichud. Just because somebody says, okay, I'm going to be misyachid for 35 seconds, you know, that's not zamutter. If you're in a situation that you could stay longer, but they a man and a woman only choose to stay a short amount of time, that's still lesser. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman in a tshuva. This is very different than an elevator. In an elevator, which most poskim assume, there is no yichud, because the elevator can open at any moment. The floor can see, can stop at a floor, unless you're on a special elevator going up 150 flights, and you know for sure it's not going to stop. But in a regular elevator, it can stop any time. And there is no time inherently that a man and a woman would feel alone. But what if it is a regular situation of yichud, but they only stay a short amount of time? That's usur. Avo mikal makom, says Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo, Chelak Aleph, Simen Tzadik Aleph, Os Chaf Beis. Mikal makom, nir lani esdaiti. Dekal sha yichud hu b'makom shehem kein yecholom l'shal sham kishir tuma. They can stay longer and do what they have to do. Oz ika mamish iser yichud d'oraisa, al kol rega v'rega. Shehem shohim yachad. Gam lifnei sheshohu kishir tuma. Even if they don't stay the length of time. V'lav b'shir tal yimilsa. V'lachain. Afim nimluchu be'emsa. Let's say they say, you know, we really shouldn't be here alone. Let's say they stop in the middle. Vinis pazru. Lifnesha shokishir tuma. Before they stay the amount of time that's asur. Afilo hachi. Before they stay the amount of time that something could actually be accomplished in that amount of time. Afilo hachi kfar avru al iser yichud v'tzrichen kapara. V'kal shekein imrak b'derech mikra nichnesu l'sham anashim v'alideze nifsak ha'yichud shebeineyam. L'nir l'ni ezdaiti t'pikei agavna yish ladunim k'avru mamash al iser yichud u'lahal kosum al kach. Bezu would give malkus on that. T'kamosha pashutu t'imsho kishir tumash t'shaber malkunoso avim yodim mebir shlo nitmu. Just like if they stay the whole amount of time here too. Yichud is not usur only once you stay the sheer of tuma being able to do something, but it's usur even if one can stay, as long as one can stay longer. But of course, an elevator, Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim say, it is 100% not a problem. And this Isser is a very serious Isser. The Rambam says that one has to take much precautions. The Rambam in Hilchos Isser Bia, Perachav Beis. Ein lecha davar b'chol ha-Torah kula, shu kasha l'rov Adam, el lifrosh min ha-arayos, v'habios asuros. There's such a Yitzhahara for Arayos. And says the Rambam, "Lefichach roi lo laadam lakuf yitzro b'davar zeh ulahargal atzva b'kedushiv yisera v'yizaher min hayichud shehu hagoreim hagadol." It's a huge goreim. If a man or woman, just think about it. If a man or woman were never alone, then nothing would happen. People were always around, hardly anything would happen. The problems start when people are alone. The Torah and Chazal and their expanded definition of Yichud, they knew exactly what they were talking about. Right? And that's why no problem would start. If a man and a woman are never alone together, then none of these problems would start. The Rambam says one has to take all of these precautions, and this is quoted all in Simen Chav Beis and Eben Ezer. That one has to be very careful. Also, l'syachin im erva me'arayis bein zakena bein yalda shdovizor gorin l'galos erva. There's an iser of yichud for any of the arayos, and it doesn't matter if the woman is Jewish or not Jewish, or the man is Jewish or not Jewish. Nim sakolam l'syachin im isha sha'asur l'syachin imah bein yisraelis bein kusis makin hashem makas mardus ha'ish va'isha u'machrizin aleim. Right, it is an iser derabanan. So, what is considered yichud? What is what are some heterim? What if a spouse is in the city? What if the door is open? Beis Hashem, hopefully, we'll talk about that in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here for now.